T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And because it is Derby Day, Todd, by the way, first and foremost, hello, my friend. Thank you for joining me. I was just saying this earlier in the show, Todd. It's weird to look outside, see the leaves changing, and in the same breath say, it's Derby Day.
Yeah, definitely weird, no doubt about it. Still trying to get used to it. We've made some, put up some ads on Facebook and stuff, and people are saying, hey, wait, the Derby's in May. What are you guys doing? But no, it's this afternoon.
So, I guess that's a good place to start is weather and what weather is going to do in terms of what the odds look like. Obviously, some horses better equipped for muddier conditions, other ones for drier conditions. Tell me what the weather out there looks like and what that does for your picks for the day.
Well, I've been watching Churchill all morning, and it's beautiful in Louisville, Kentucky. It's about 83 degrees, sunny, people with short-sleeve shirts, a very low chance of rain. So I think we should handicap for a fast track, which is important because 'tis the law. He raced last year at Churchill Downs, and in the slot, he was beaten, and that's the only time he's ever lost in his life. So certainly 'tis the law is prancing in his stall right now, hoping no rain.
I'm glad you brought up 'Tis the Law right away, one of your hot picks for the Superfecta. Who else are you looking at in terms of hot picks for tonight's Derby race?
Well, you have to like Tiz the Law. He checks all the boxes. I mean, he's actually gotten better. Now, some of these horses, and a lot of them aren't running today. That's why the field's only 16 horses. The 1 and 6 are scratch, as you know. But, a lot of these horses were ready to run in May. Tiz the Law has actually improved from May until now. His speed figures are better. He's stronger. And like I said, he's won at the distance. He's carried the weight. The jockey, 25-year-old Manny Franco, has never seen this kind of spotlight. Well, guess what? He doesn't even have to worry about fans, as there's no fans in the stands. So he's strictly the horse to beat. And the last I saw, his odds aren't terrible. 3-5 on the morning line. That would be the lowest price in Spectacular Bid in 1979. But right now he's 6-5, which I got to tell you, if you can double your money on Tiz the Law, take it. Other horses to watch out, Nate, are the 16 Honor AP. Here's a very pricey colt. He was purchased for $850,000. The goal has always been to win the Kentucky Derby. Don't worry about his last race when he finished second. That was simply a prep for this afternoon. He's been training like out. And of course, he has Hall of Famer Mike Smith. And another horse to look at, number 18. Now, I didn't put number 18 Authentic in my Superfecta pick, as you see, because I'm not sure he can get the distance. But he will make the lead. And let me tell you, you will have a thrill if you bet on the 18 for at least the top of the stretch. And after that, who knows? But he's a very dangerous horse. Now, as you know, my Superfecta, Nate, was I put the 17 on top. I put the 16 for second. I think that's a very easy exact of the bet. I'm trying to wake one up. Now, here's a horse. His name is Attachment Rate number 13. Now, Art Collector was going to be the second favorite in this race. And Art Collector hurt his foot on Tuesday, and he had to be withdrawn. But Attachment Rate finished second to Art Collector. How could Attachment Rate be 50-1 when Art Collector was going to be the second favorite? It makes no sense.
I was going to ask you, Todd, do you have any odds on any of these horses where you're like, hey, guys, we've got free money on the line? It sounds a lot like the number 13 horse might be that for you.
Yeah, now right now he's 43-1, so he's still a gigantic price. And maybe, maybe I'm way off, but to me, he should not be 43-1. Now, you make a good point about some money. There's a horse called South Bend at 32-1, Nate. You could bet $5 to win on it and get back over $150. What do you think?
I would take those odds, and I might even like something like that because I'm a big Notre Dame fan. If you want to throw a name like South Bend in there, I might do it just off of that alone, Todd. As for you mentioned South Bend there and potential really good odd makers for anyone looking to maybe throw a small amount at something for a big return, who else do you have as maybe the odds makers have at maybe a higher odd than maybe they should be considering? You got a couple of nice value picks. Anyone that maybe you think right now you should reconsider putting your money into?
Well, the two horses to me that are taking sneaky money, and again, these odds were from yesterday, last night, not millions of dollars bet yet. Today you'll see that. But two horses seem to be taking some sharp money, and that's the two-horse Max Player. He was 30-1 on the line. Now, he got a big trainer change. He went from Linda Rice, who's a very good trainer, to Steve Asmussen, who's one of the best trainers in the sport. And listen, who knows? Here's another factor. Because of the pandemic, Nate, normally the horses arrive at Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky, about 30 days before the race. But because of the pandemic, they have been staying at their home bases. However, Max Player, he's been in Churchill Downs for a month, so he's had a lot of experience over the racetrack. And to me, he's taken some sneaky money. Right now, he's 15-1. And then number 7, Money Moves. Now, it took forever to get this horse to the races. They paid almost $1 million for him, and they couldn't get him to go. But he's finally, the light bulb has finally went off, and he is taking money. He was 30-1 on the line, and he's been bet down, and he's trained by Todd Pletcher, who's already won a couple of these Kentucky Derbies, and ridden by Javier Castellano, one of the best riders in the sport. So if you're looking for a long shot, I don't see any of these 50-1s or anything winning. I think that's not going to happen. But if you're looking for a horse where, again, you can bet a few bucks and make a nice return, you might be looking at the 2 or the other horse I just told you, which what number was that? I forgot. I lost my 7.
Was it 7 or 8? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Money Moves.
Yeah. Todd, lastly, before we get into what OTB and Batavia Downs got going on today, when you kind of look through the roster, I'm glad that you brought up COVID. How do you expect that plays in other than there's no fans in the stands? Like, that could have its own role in this whole thing. But how much do you expect COVID regulations to play its part in this race today?
Well, you know, almost all racetracks, including Batavia Downs, are the same. We all have to wear a mask whenever we're in the barn area. We all have to social distance. We cannot congregate. Even here at the Batavia Downs, the drivers actually can't go by their horse until they're ready to jump on their horse. So you're just seeing, we've done it before here in Western New York. Buffalo Raceway started. Now we're here at Batavia Downs. All these trainers, these jockeys, even the grooms have been at all the racetracks now. And they're all the same rules where we just have to make sure that masks are worn at all times. We have to social distance, and we just have to be careful. None of these racetracks have had any positives. We've been very lucky here, and we just have to continue to follow the protocols until this nightmare goes away.
And then lastly, Todd, obviously this morning, 10:30 Eastern, is when all the OTB branches opened up throughout Western New York. Any spots where folks maybe you want to send them off to other than Batavia Downs, maybe here locally in Buffalo, who might be looking for a place to wager for this race today?
Well, please don't come here to Batavia Downs, because until our casino opens, which will open on Wednesday, by the way, we are not allowed to take any Kentucky Derby bets here. So we've had a few people come here. Please don't go here. You'll have to go to an OTB. There are several in the Buffalo area, the Worley branch, the French Road branch, the Clinton Street branch, the Delaware branch. They're all over. You can go to westernotb.com for their exact addresses. Same thing for the people listening to you in Rochester. There are several branches in Rochester. You can go to any easy bet right now is taking the Kentucky Derby, or you can go online where you get paid to play at BataviaBets.com. It takes literally 2 minutes to sign up for an account. Avoid the lines. You don't have to wear a mask when you're at home, I hope, because if you come to OTB today, masks are required. Once you sign up, you can bet the Kentucky Derby. You can bet several racetracks. And what's nice about Batavia Bets compared to the other online companies, Nate, if you win, you can go back to OTB later today and we will pay you. You do not have to wait 3 to 5 days to get paid.
There you go, and I'm glad I asked. So now we know, no Batavia Downs. Make sure you check it out online, of course, at westernotb.com. Thank you so much, Todd. I appreciate you for the time, and more importantly, enjoy today, because I know a lot of us didn't think this was a guarantee this would happen this year. So I know for the folks who are big Kentucky Derby fans, today's a great day, and I'm looking forward to it, and enjoy.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Have a great day.
Todd Height there of Batavia Downs in Western New York, off-track betting.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.